This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the owners of a Penrose funeral home where nearly 200 bodies were discovered abandoned last year will be arraigned at a later date. KRDO's Quinn Ritzdorf has more.
This was Carrie Halford's first court appearance today since bonding out of jail last month. She arrived here at the courthouse holding John's hand, but neither of them would answer our questions about why nearly 200 decomposing bodies were found inside their funeral home. Carrie, what do you have to say to all the families that have been impacted by this? Carry 189 decomposing bodies. What do you have to say about that? All these families affected. John, do you have anything you would like to say?
No one's talking to anyone. Stop.
Would you like to
stop?
Add any
no,
comments?
I would not. Stop.
John and Carrie Halford asked the judge to postpone the hearing to give them more time to go through evidence. The judge postponed the arraignment until June 6th, and tentatively set a jury trial for October.
That was KRDO's Quinn Ritzdorf. In breaking news this afternoon, the U.S. Marshals confirmed that they arrested a suspect at the Holiday Inn in Fountain. That's over by the Sams near the Pikes Peak State Community College. The marshals say that they evacuated the fourth floor of the hotel after the suspect climbed into the ceiling that spanned the whole floor. Officers were concerned that the suspect could have dropped into another room and taken a hostage or even escaped. Officials say that the suspect was arrested on outstanding warrants, one for aggravated vehicle theft and two counts of escape. The U.S. Marshals say that the Colorado Department of Corrections issued the warrants related to escape. It's unclear at this time if the counts of escape are related to an escape from a facility or are parole related. A suspected Colorado Springs cop killer is due to be arraigned tomorrow. The 42-year-old parolee is accused of running over Officer Christine Sandoval, who was serving an arrest warrant last September. He drove off afterwards. The suspect says he thought he was being robbed. Tuesday, the Trinidad Police Department conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle traveling on I-25 through the town just north of the Colorado-New Mexico border. The Trinidad Police Department say K-9 Hefe was deployed during the stop to conduct a free air sniff around the outside of the vehicle. Hefe alerted the presence of narcotics and the vehicle was searched. According to the Trinidad Police Department, officers discovered more than 72 pounds of suspected fentanyl and more than 29 pounds of suspected meth in the car. The Trinidad Police Department said they recovered an estimated 330,000 fentanyl pills with a street value of $2.25 million. The driver, identified as Bartolo Rodriguez, was arrested and taken to the Los Angeles County Jail, where he's being held on a $50,000 bond. Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolati is updating residents on the city's pothole crisis. He says nearly 18,000 potholes have been filled in 2024 alone. Seems like there's 18,000 more out there that need to be filled. However, the mayor says fixing the potholes is only a temporary solution. He says the 2C, the city's road improvement plan that focuses on rebuilding and improving existing infrastructure, is crucial. The plan expires in 2025, but Mayor Mobolati says they're working to get it on the November ballot. And finally, a 50-year-old man is accused of robbing two Fountain businesses with a nail gun. Preston Hobbs was arrested Monday outside of Lowe's. It came shortly after he robbed the Safeway gas station and the next door neighbor, the Taco Bell. It was first thought the suspect had a sawed-off shotgun, but police later learned the weapon was actually a nail gun. Hobbs is being held also on a $50,000 bond.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your forecast. We do have some scattered snow showers across the mountains this afternoon and into the evening, but we're dry along and east of I-25. Temperatures up in the 60s and low 70s. Get out there and enjoy it.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.